But for now, before the meditation, we're going to open it up to you if you have a question about the topic or about anything of interest to you. So, Daniel, I'll pass you the microphone.
Hi, Galexis.
Hello, dear one.
Galexis, this has been a long theme for me to get a lot and then have it disappear. And I would like some support on this area because, as you know, I'm changing and moving into different energies and different working on a different career. And I don't want to take that old habit with me. So maybe you can just have a good look in there and see what's going on with me, where I need these shifting and changing things going on.
All right. Well, one of the things we do see with you, and this is actually very common to most people who have that similar kind of pattern, is that you'll go to certain level of potential success with one channel, and all of a sudden it'll seem to be blocked. And you'd struggle a bit with it. You try a bit this way, try to work with it, and so on and so on. But it just seems to be so turgid, so resistant, so much effort. And pretty soon, all of a sudden, something over on the side, something else pops in, says, "Oh no, this is the way to go. This is easier. This has flow. This is more magic over here." And then you go, "Okay, well, it's just." Obviously, I'm not meant to do this, so I'm going to go to this other area that looks easier. And you get into that, and the process begins again. You understand that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I sure do.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, what we're seeing here is this, is that when you go into a project and you don't complete the energy of the project, you don't have to complete the physical project, but if you don't complete the energy of the project, then what you do is that you go down, you find where the energy wants to flow, it'll flow into another path, but if you don't complete the energy over here, you're not going to complete the energy on the next path either.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to falter right at that last stage again. Just when it looks like it's going to go, and then there's some glitch that comes in, all right? So what we would suggest here is that you know that the part of you that can dream and imagine, that can be creative, who can find really interesting people, who can get things moving, get things going, has no problem.
Right.
It's the follow-through, the completion, and getting through all the detail stuff, okay? So what you have to do, we would suggest, to break this pattern is that before you go running off into the happy, light-free, open channel that seems to be presenting itself, is to come to a totally peaceful, emotional resolution with the channel that's closing down. And by doing that, you imagine yourself even in that channel, successful on the other side, just like we're talking about in this meditation, and seeing how that channel could have been natural for you or how it would have been natural, instead of giving up on it, in a sense, just holding the resonance of being on the other side of that one, and then having a sense of clearing with any people that are involved in that, because generally it's people who bring in the glitches, and allowing yourself just to imagine that flow all the way through to that future. And letting that be really nice and really beautiful and feel really good. It may feel like the fantasy that you originally had for it, that started you on the journey in the first place. But you want to see the fulfillment of that on the other side. And you want to step into that self that is fulfilled. Because you got to get a good imprint on a future self of someone who is totally fulfilled and for whom that a level of success and follow through and completion of a success is natural and normal. And so you get that future, you connect to that future, you feel what that's like, you get into that and claim that future. And now, with that future and feeling emotionally resolved, if you have to make any resolutions, not resolutions, any clearings or releases or emotional stuff about any people that were involved, or any letting go of the dream or whatever that you need to do, but you want to see yourself, that person who's on the other side, the successful one on the other side, as being more natural to you. Once you get that, then take your energy over to the side channel, the new channel that's opened up, and dream yourself through the new channel to that self that's going to be in the future, who has that same kind of ease and normalcy and regular, habitual, this is the way life is, of the person that you imagined in the old one. Okay, and then you can shift over to this new one.
What do you think has been stopping me from doing that?
Well, it seems to us that when you get into the turgid part, when things start to really dismantle, then you get your focus gets very narrow. There's fear in it, and so you shrink and you get very, very focused into small details, small stuff. Mm-hmm. Not that it is in the overview of the whole project small stuff, but it's emotionally small. And you lose your identification with the person that is successful on the other end.
You mean like small emotional stuff, like judgments and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. And okay. Also your storyline, your old storyline, and frustrations that you remember from that, and that kind of stuff. And you get it focused on those kind of details, but you get small. And you forget what it would be like to be, you know, successful as a natural habit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just okay. You just forget. You just get this. You go back into a smaller self, and as you, when you get into a smaller self, then you go down into a tighter and tighter spiral until you stop and you're stuck, right?
Gotcha.
So that's why we say that you gotta stay connected to the expansive you, to the one who has a big box, huge box, and that big chunks of money are natural and normal too. And you got to stay connected to that persona as being true to yourself and natural for you, rather than the one that's like, oh gosh, here we go again, yet somebody else who wants to sabotage me, oh yeah, and I trusted this person, and then they, you know, did this and whatever, instead of getting all involved with that type of thing. Now, you do have to involve yourself with that, but if you can have an anchor of the self that's on the other side of it, then your perspective on it is much broader. And actually, sometimes, that by itself will open up the channel, open up the avenues for something to revive in a positive way and actually turn out to be successful.
I see. Just really quickly, while we're connected here, I've been under a lot of stress. Do you think that physically I'm pretty good, or do you see any challenges that I need to work with?
Well, you know where your body weaknesses are,
mm-hmm.
Okay? This is, again, an idea about really looking at yourself in the future with what you may have perceived as physical limitations that you have, right?
Mm-hmm.
But being able to live comfortably regardless, not to have any limitation from that. But yes, you are stressed, and you are stressed because of the fear that's come in, of the anger that has to be processed. There's a lot of emotion that's being processed. But underneath it all is this kind of aggravation that comes from your perception of yourself. Oh no, not again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. And there's almost a sense of, you know, I've paid my dues how many times now? I've still haven't gotten my reward. And so you can find that this is a younger you. This is a smaller you, who's going into entitlement and in a sense and judging and things like that. And then we know, though, that you're very aware of this, and when you get there, then you dismantle it and so on. But once you've gotten there, you really have to do a big expanse to get yourself back out of there. And sometimes you get stuck in those details, okay? And that's very stressful on your body indeed.
Yeah, it is.
And you know your weak areas, and you know how to read your body stresses, and when those weaker areas of your body, the more vulnerable areas of your body, which are more the signals for you, these are part of your messages, is that okay? And you know the messages of those parts of your body, then you realize, okay, I'm not loving myself because I'm having, you know, congestion, and I'm not receiving because of my lungs. I'm not, you know, and you go back to those kinds of things. You say, oh, wait a minute. I got to go to that self who can receive. I got to go to the self who can love and give and receive love. I've got to go to that self. And so you'll stretch that, and that'll help your body actually deal with some of the stress.
That is great. Thank you so much, Alexis.
You're welcome. All right. Who else?
Hi, Alexis.
Hello.
I have a normal 9-to-5, and mm-hmm. I know that I need to have other channels to bring in abundance. Mm-hmm. My problem has been since I was a teenager is I hate selling. And especially the thought of trying to sell myself, sell anything
that you offer.
Yes, mm-hmm. just shuts me down. So that's a blockage that I need mm-hmm. to get past mm-hmm. in order for that to happen. So, suggestions.
All right. Okay. We just want to make sure that was the major question.
Yeah.
You know, you could have gone and said, well, there's other blockages here. But all right. Yes. But this is good. This is a good juicy one. All right. That adolescent you that started having that, the reason she decided, if you think back on it, the reason she didn't want to sell is because she was terrified about what people could potentially think of her. She was so afraid of being invalidated, judged, laughed at, rejected. She just had a tremendous fear of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as far as she was concerned, selling was then the selling herself meant that she had to go out and persuade people that she was valuable enough, that she was good enough, that she what she offered was valuable enough, that and she had to go out there and appeal to these people and get them to be nice and get them to support her. And when she looked at that, she thought, oh my gosh, I'm putting myself out there, I'll be too visible, I'm going to be judged, and what if they say no, I'll be just crushed, because she didn't really have a good sense of herself yet.
No.
You know, and she just didn't think she was all that important or valuable. She found it. She realized that in order for her to do selling, she was going to have to overcome a tremendous resistance to letting anybody see her.
Yes.
It's like, oh, no, if I get out there and I get visible, I'm going to be torn down. And it's just too devastating. I can't stand it. I'm totally scared of that. So I'm going to hide. I'm going to be safe, and I'm going to judge people who sell, because that will validate my position of not selling. Okay, people who sell, and look at what she decided. People who can sell themselves are tough, aggressive, dominating, manipulating, selfish. You name it. You know, what are the list of people who sell, according to your adolescent,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So she did that in order to kind of justify her choice, because if those people who get out there and sell are these bad people, then she must be good, right? And that was part of the martyr mental workings, okay, is that if I'm good, you know, then... then at least I'm good, okay? I'm good, and they're bad, and so on. And so I feel totally okay about never having to sell. Mm-hmm. That's what I'll do. And at some point, you know, the people who are good people will get recognized somehow or another. People will, they'll get what good, something good. But you see, it doesn't, of course, you know it doesn't work like that, but your adolescent went into this fantasy about that.
Yeah.
So that's part of your story. So now you're stuck with this whole judgment thing about how painful and how scary it is for you to sell,
mm-hmm.
how much effort it's going to take for you to overcome your resistance to selling and to get yourself out there. And number three is that you're going to be one of those bad people. You're going to be an egotistical maniac. You're going to be this, and then you're going to get out there and you're going to manipulate, control, and push people, and they're going to reject you, and then you're going to be crushed. And you're going to crawl back into your cave all, poor me. And that's your adolescent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, of course, when you look at it, as soon as you think about putting your whatever your value is that you offer out there, your adolescent comes running in a total tizzy, in a panic, waving her arms wildly back and forth. Oh, no, 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 stop, stop. No, 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 not that. And so you pause, and she feeds you all this fear and judgment and anger, and something gets surging up. And it's a wonder you don't throw up when it happens, right? So she offers you all of that and says, see, you don't do that. Don't do that. So what you have to do is, as soon as she gets all freaked out, is you have to go and separate your adult you from your adolescent you. And put her in a place where she's safe and she's got everything she wants and people recognize how good she is.
Mm.
Okay? She's got everything she wants, and you get her to agree not to come and freak out for your benefit, because she's trying to protect you. And we've said this before, and you've worked with her before. But
yeah, she has her safe place, and everything she wants is in there that I have been able to think of. But this people recognizing how good she is, that's a new one.
Okay. If anything else you can figure out is how good she is, how smart she is, how worthy she is, how creative she is, how talented she is, how whatever it is. You know, figure out what it is that she wants people to see her as, and then provide in her reality people to come in and personify that for her. Have people come and want to give things to her. People want to approve of her. People want to like her. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine how people's adolescents are just so connected and so stirred up by all the Facebook thing, liking and not liking.
Mm.
Right? Oh, I hope they like me. I have more friends than other people. Oh, good.
Yeah, this is awesome, because in her safe place, she has everything she wants. They're all things. I never thought of the intangibles that a teenager would need.
Oh, the intangibles. Yeah, a teenager needs a sense of security.
Yeah.
And they need a sense of approval and validation. That's what teenagers really need. So you may have to make sure she's drenched in it so that she's not paying any attention to whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
And then you start looking at, okay, what is it I have of value to offer? And write it down, you know, like with a pen and a pad, just write down, I have this to offer. And if somebody else were offering this and in a way that would be pleasing to me, how do I think it would be?
Mm-hmm.
And how could I offer this in a way that'd be pleasing to the other person, and genuine gift from me, you know? So start thinking about selling rather as a giving process, a sharing process. Now, you've heard about all this before. There are books on selling talking about sharing with people. And talk about, you know, if you see a really, really good movie or read a really good book, you're going to tell people about it. Yeah, that's right. But you got to be able to do that for you, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means that you have to relax about the whole safety issue. You've got to realize this is your reality. Everything in it is you. And if you don't feel safe with yourself, then how in the world are you going to feel safe selling
yeah.
or offering something or giving something. All right? And if you give something, how are you with receiving? Is receiving threatening? Just by habit? You see, you've got to like look at this exchange, because money is really an exchange. Mm-hmm. And that's all it is. It's a giving and receiving, which is something natural to human beings. That's a love, touch, heal. And essentially that's what you're doing. When you're selling yourself and what you do, you're basically doing a love, touch, heal with other people. And if you can get the adolescent out of there, it can become a beautiful thing, and effortless, and easy, without any resistance.
Thank you. This has been awesome.
You're certainly welcome, and thank you for that good question, too. All right. Anyone else? No? All right, then let's go. All right, no more questions. We'll go into meditation.